Here's a thought about what your camera captures. I suppose the premise of camera manufacturing is to make a camera capture what it is that the human eye sees. That is to say, the same spectral response that we see, with the exception of maybe infrared cameras. The amount of detail that we see, unlike, for example, the detail that an eagle would see, because they see way more detail than we do. At the focal length that human beings see. And of course, that can be supplemented with wide-angle and long telephoto lenses, but a basic camera sees the way a human being sees. That's all well and good. And I suppose that's a great way to make cameras, because we all start from the same position then, what it is the human being sees. But that's not where you and I would hope to end up, because we're more interested in using a camera not as a recording device, but as an art-making tool. And in the art-making tool, it's not nearly so important what your eye sees as it is what your heart sees. And our challenge as artists is to try to make the camera and all the subsequent post-processing and etc. represent somehow what we see with our heart, our emotions, our response, our questions. That's where art photography really begins, is not with what the camera captures, but what it is your heart captures, and then trying to make the tools catch up.